the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. Ready for our second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. I'm Randy Katula calling your play-by-play tonight with Shanda Hall in the broadcast booth. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community.
If you weren't with us for the first half of tonight's broadcast in the girls' varsity game, the Freeman Falcons came away with the win. 48-30 was the final on that one. Freeman led in the ball game by Brooklyn Verhuizen with 12. Shiloh Wallman, also in double figures, finished with 11. Leading scorer for Johnson County Central was Ashley Beefy. She had 14. Again, the final was 48-30 in that girls' varsity contest.
Don't forget that tonight's broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down box.
Several platforms. You can, of course, hear the broadcast live on the air, 101.3 on your FM dial, as we mentioned there, at the mscsports.net website on your computer. On your phone, we have a new phone app, MSC Radio, it's called. You might want to download that on your phone, MSC Radio, from your favorite app store. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this boys' varsity game. First for the Freeman Falcons, they'll go with Easton Buss. Easton is a 6-foot senior, averaging 13 points per ball game. Owen Buss, also a senior at 5'10", averaging 9 points per game. Jaden Weiss. Weiss is a sophomore, 6'3", averaging 3 points per contest. Peyton Jansen is a 6'1 junior, and he averages in double figures almost 12 points per game. And then Keegan White is the leading scorer on this basketball team. He's a 6'7" senior, and he averages 16 points per ball game. And Keegan White is not only 6'7", he's just a big man. He's a football player on a basketball court out here. And I saw him this fall making an official visit at Peru State, looking at playing maybe some football for the Bobcats. That could be a possibility. The Freeman Falcons are coached by Coach Jim McLaughlin. They are 5-1 on the season. They opened the season with 5 straight wins and then came up short last Friday night in a game that was heard live here on Sunny to the Auburn Bulldogs. The final on that one, Auburn beat the Falcons 54-44. But the game was much closer than that final score indicated. For the most part, it was a 2-3 point ball game all night long, with Auburn finally pulling away for the 10-point win at the end. Starting lineup for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They're coached by head coach Kirk Ferris. He'll go with Wes Swanson. Swanson is a 6'2 senior. He's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 19.2 points per ballgame. Danny Kongmanibong is a senior, 5'7", averaging 3.4 points. Jack Waring, a senior at 6'1", 9 points per ballgame. But get this, folks, he's hitting 40% of his 3-point attempts on the season thus far. A.J. Rottenbach is a junior, 6'2", 3.4 points per game. And Gabe Burnett rounds out their starting five, 6'2", and a senior. He averages 1.8 points per ball game. Again, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, 3-2 on the year. They are coming off of a win last weekend over Louisville. They got the win over the Lions, 47-41, in a hard-fought game with Louisville. That was their last outing. We're going to take a one-minute break here and then come back and have the opening tip-off after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Oh, we've got a nice crowd on hand for this holiday season, the final basketball game of the year here before we go into the Christmas break. We are in Adams, Nebraska tonight, Freeman High School. It's a full house on the Adams side. They've got the stands pretty well packed here where we're seated, and a nice representation on hand here also for Johnson County Central. A lot of folks made the trip up here from Johnson County for this game. Our next broadcast after this will be after the first of the year. I will be on the road traveling to Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic with the Johnson Eagles. That'll be Tuesday night, January 6th, a doubleheader, girls and boys, Johnson Brock at Lord's. All right, getting ready to jump it up. Big Keegan White at 6'7" steps into jump it up. Love those red numbers on black that Johnson County Central brings out here. Keegan White stepping in. We'll wait to see who turns here for Johnson County. I believe that's going to be Gabe Burnett. The official steps in, and we're underway. Here's the tip, controlled by Freeman, and they knock the ball out of bounds on the tip. That'll be Johnson County Central basketball. Keegan White, they missed it the first time. He took a second swing at it and knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Johnson County's basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Jack Waring will inbound the pass. He'll stand on the baseline right side. This is a strange way to start a ball game. Waring lobs it up to the top of the key, brings it up to Rattenbach. Now with the dribble comes Swanson. Swanson hands off Kongmani Vong. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Swanson is back to Waring. Waring works inside the paint, in trouble, has the ball stripped away. It comes up loose, tipped out to Danny Kongmani Vong. Danny sends it up to the... I think we'll call him Danny tonight, Shannon. Too many syllables. There's a jump shot left side of the lane. Up and off, no good by Waring. Rebound to Keegan White. White kicks the outlet pass quickly down court. With the ball is Easton Buss. Now Owen Buss at the top of the circle to the left elbow. Down deep, this is Weiss. Owen Buss plays catch with it. Weiss dribbles to the baseline, driving layup. Ball stripped away nicely. Nice looking defense there by Swanson. Pass break the other direction by Wes Swanson. Swanson tries to work one-on-one. A whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Falcons.
The foul's going to be on Hayden Jansen, his first personal first-team foul.
So Jansen picks up the first foul of the evening. We've not quite played a minute. 7:08 to go in the first quarter. No score in the contest. Swanson will inbound it, or they lob it into Swanson, rather, that was Waring. Back to the corner, down deep on the baseline, left side, Swanson with the dribble. Wes Swanson averaging 19 points a ball game here for the Thunderbirds. Out of the near side, Danny has the ball on the right wing. Kongmani Vong to the top of the circle, is back to Waring. Swanson tries to work between two defenders. Owen Buss is there with him. Skip pass. Waring from the right side for three. Up and good. Jack Waring hits the three from the corner on the right side of the basket. Johnson County Central goes up to an early lead, 3-0. We've played a minute and a half. 6:30 to go, first quarter. This is Easton Buss with the ball. Easton Buss And back up to Jansen, around the horn, into Keegan White. Now Owen Buss, top of the key for three, off no good. Everybody after the basketball, Conwani Vaughn comes down with it. Danny on the dribble to the left elbow. Now to the top of the circle to Jack Waring. Waring looks again to Danny to the near side. This is Wes Swanson, double team, goes into traffic with the pass. Goes inside with it to Rottenbach from the corner for three. Shot is up and off, no good. That one put up by Swanson, and the rebound to Owen Buss. Owen Buss with the ball to Easton Buss on the left wing. Easton Buss, spin move. Shot is up, blocked away nicely. Nice looking defense there by Gabe Burnett, the 6'2 senior. Got up and swatted that ball away as Buss was trying to go in for the layup. Owen Buss will inbound the pass, 26 seconds on the shot clock in the corner. Left side comes out to Jansen with it. Jansen tries to penetrate free throw line into the corner, down baseline, right side it goes. Now Weiss with the ball between the rings. Owen Buss back up to Easton Buss. Easton Buss for three from the left wing. This one bounces up, hit the support, that's out of bounds. It'll turn the ball back to Johnson County Central.
5:36 opening quarter, 3-0 our score. Thunderbirds on top.
All right, Wes Swanson will come down and set the offense. Looks like we're looking at a zone here. 2-3 zone out of Freeman to open this thing up. Conwani Vaughn goes across with it. Gives up to Waring. Waring feeds back to Danny. He'll dribble at the paint. Inside the lane, little floater. Conwani Vaughn off the back of the iron. No, rebound is taken away by Jaden Weiss. Fast break. Down court comes Jansen, picked up by Conwani Vaughn in the defense. Jansen across court, Owen Buss, near side, Easton Buss. Easton Buss tries to go to the baseline, left side, can't get there. Waring stops him. Instead, they come to the left side to Jansen for three. Up and good. Aiden Jansen ties it up at three apiece here with 4:49 to go in the first quarter. We're all tied up. Here's Johnson County Central, Rottenbach into the corner. Now Swanson. Swanson blocked away. And up high in the air goes Keegan White. I'm going to guess Keegan White. We know he's 6'7 listed. I'm going to put him at around the 275, 280 range. I don't think he's quite a 300-pounder. Peru State might change that and make him get bigger. But Keegan White's just a big young man. He takes a lot of space. He is not overweight. I don't mean to imply that at all. He's just a big, muscular kid inside the paint there. All right, here comes Johnson County Central. Jack Waring, free throw line, couldn't get the shot off. Feeds it inside to the corner. Comes Swanson for three, right corner. Got it! Wes Swanson with his first bucket of the night. He hits the three, and it's 6-3. Johnson County on top, 4:19 to play in the first quarter. Jansen driving lay-in up, couldn't get it, but a whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Thunderbirds. Waiting to find out who they're going to post this one on.
That's on Gabe Burnett. Hit his first personal first-team foul.
At the free throw line, Hayden Jansen, 6'1 junior. He's a 40% free throw shooter on the season thus far. Here shooting two. The first one is up short off the front of the rim. He averages 11.8 points per ball game. Second and third leading scorer on the team. They've got three players averaging in double figure. Got a sub in here?
Reagan Teese just checked in.
All right. Second free throw for Hayden Jansen is on the way. It's up and it is good. He hit one out of two. 40% on the season, 50% on the night. He's got four, and it's 6-4. Johnson County up by two. With the ball, this must be Teese who just checked in. Reagan Teese, they feed it to the corner. Here's Swanson for three. Got it. Wes Swanson can hit that one down in the corner. I've been watching him do that for the last 3 or 4 years. He's finally a senior here. The opponents of Johnson County Central, I'm sure, are glad to see that. Here's Easton Buss for three, and he answers with a three of his own. Easton Buss, averaging 13.3 points per game, hits the tray, makes it 9-7 now, Johnson County. They had a 5-point lead there momentarily. Now Waring looking inside, finds Swanson with the pass. They're coming out and getting in Swanson's face. They're not going to give him that open look anymore. Now Tease to the near side to Jack Waring. Waring looking inside to Rottenbach. Can't get it. It goes across back. It comes to Waring. Waring kicks to the corner. Open look, baseline, right side. Three up and good. Nailing the three is Reagan Tease. His first bucket of the night. And it's 12-7. Johnson County Central with four threes. All 12 of their points have come on three-point shots. There's a steal. Great job on the steal in there by Jack Waring. Now Swanson brings the ball down the court. West Swanson to the left side in traffic. Tease from the corner. He'll try a three from over there. This one is off. Great job battling with the big guy for the rebound. JCC comes out with it. West Swanson around the horn to Waring. Now the ball stolen away. Easton Buss on the fast break takes it all the way in for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Easton Buss with the lay-in. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. 12-9. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community.
Coming in right before that timeout was Barrett Ideas. He's a 6'7 sophomore. Let's see what the young man can do.
12-9, Johnson County Central on top. Here come the T-Birds. Armani Vaughn, top of the key, over to the left elbow to Tease. Tease brings it around on the top of the key. Looks inside with it. Rottenbach back up top to Tease. Can't get it inside the three-point arc. They wanted to come out here on the right side to Swanson. They're keeping him pretty well covered up. Kongmani Vaughn again to Tease. Into traffic. Kongmani Vaughn. Then he goes inside to the corner. Here's Swanson for three right side. Off the rim. No rebound. Up in the air. Coming down is Keegan White. Keegan White takes up a lot of room in there and comes down with the rebound. This is Owen Buss with the basketball. To Easton Buss at the top of the key. To the corner, chance at left side, skip pass across once again to Owen Buss. Oh, there's the ball tipped away by Swanson. They were trying to get it inside to Ideas. Swanson tipped the ball away and got it back for Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson. And he'll be called with a walking with the basketball. Well, he got tied up out there by the defender before he could get rid of the pass. And looks like we've got another sub in for Johnson County Central.
That's Wyatt Case coming in and also Jack Waring back in. And Wyatt Case at 6'7". Can I kind of match up a little height here?
Wyatt Case, 6'7", senior. My neighbor is a little boy out in Pawnee County. Wyatt Case, big man. He grew up to 6'7". Quite a football player, too, on defense. Here's a long three, top of the key, up and good. Nailing that one, Easton Buss. That's his second three-pointer of the night. He's got eight in the ballgame, and we're tied at 12 apiece with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Jack Waring with the ball. Waring hands to Kongmani Vaughn. Easton Buss gives chase. Back up top it comes now. Owen Buss and Easton Buss at the front end of that 2-3 zone out here. Kongmani Vaughn looking for a seam, trying to find the pass inside. Wyatt Case waiting under the basket. There's a three that's up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Ideas. Ideas, outlet pass, Owen Buss. Owen down in a hurry to Jansen in the corner on the right side of the basket. He wants to lob into White. No, goes up with a shot, can't get it. Rebound to Kongmani Vaughn. He got it away from Ideas because Jack Waring tipped it away from him. Kongmani Vaughn to the left elbow. Holds the ball, works to the top of the free throw circle to Jack Waring. Waring looking for the cutter, trying to find Case underneath, under the basket. Rottenbach sets at the free throw line. Kongmani Vaughn still wanting to lob it inside. Can't get it there. Shot clock at 15. With the ball, Reagan Tease. Around the horn it goes. Now Waring tries to make a move to the basket. A whistle and a foul on the side is going to be called on Freeman.
Foul on Barrett Ideas, but it's his first personal second team foul.
Okay, back into the ball game comes Wes Swanson after a quick breather.
Well, also is Trey Lubin.
Okay, Lubin into the ball game for the first time tonight. Trey, a 6'4 sophomore. So Johnson County Central substituting freely here. Coach Kirk Ferris putting a lot of players on the floor. Kongmani Vaughn finds Swanson with the pass. Around to the left elbow. This is Waring. Waring. Bounce pass. Kongmani Vaughn penetrates. Back to Waring. Open look three. Waring. It's short. That ball's going to go out of bounds and turn it back over to Freeman. Just 12 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 12 apiece. We've got an handy ball game going tonight in Adams. Inbound to Easton Buss. 10 seconds as he crosses the timeline. Easton, one-on-one against Swanson. Goes to back up top, Jansen. Jansen in the paint, little floaters up, in and out. Rebound, Keegan White, put back. He got it before the buzzer. The basket will count for Keegan White. After one quarter, 14-12, Freeman on top.
We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Sports Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back at Freeman High School here in Adams. Interesting, Johnson County Central, 12 points in the first quarter. They all came on three-point baskets, two of them by Wes Swanson. Jack Waring got one, and Reagan Tease hit one. No free throws, no two-pointers in the first quarter. Freeman up now, 14-12, as we move into the second stanza. Easton Buss inbound to Owen Buss. Owen dribbles into forecourt. He'll set the offense again against a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone here now, that Johnson County Central. Into the corner, Jansen for a three, up and good. Aiden Jansen with his second three-pointer of the night. He has 7 points, and the lead is suddenly five now for Freeman. Jack Waring will try and set things up to the right side. Danny Kongmanivong. Kongmanivong works the left-handed dribble. Looking into the corner to Swanson. Wes Swanson back up to Danny. Danny goes to Jack Waring with the pass. Waring being guarded here by Buss. Owen Buss all over him. Turn around, Waring up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Ideas. Ideas with the outlet pass. Gets it out to Owen Buss, quickly down court. Freeman now with a five-point lead and the basketball. Owen Buss for three, left wing. Nope, it's going to miss everything and go out of bounds. Johnson County Central will get the ball back. High school basketball coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM, Fall City and Tecumseh. 6:57 to go here in the second quarter, 17-12. Freeman with the five-point lead. JCC with the basketball. Jack Waring on the dribble. Comes to the right side with it. Gabe Burnett in for a driving layup. Got his own rebound. Now has the ball slapped away. Loose ball goes out to Kongmanivong. He'll try a three. It's short off the rim. Easton Buss with the rebound. Fast break the other way. Driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was Hayden Jansen. Jansen now with 9 points in the game for Freeman. And the lead is 7, 19-12. Wes Swanson around the horn. Across court goes to the left elbow. Jack Waring. Waring penetrates inside the paint. Beats back to Swanson. Top of the key. Trying to go into the lane. No room there. Looking for Waring. Now they dribble back up top with it to Burnett. Burnett finds Danny Kongmanivong. Johnson County. Oh, nice feet underneath. Kongmanivong finding Wes Swanson under the basket. And that's the first points other than the three-point baskets all night for Johnson County Central. T-Birds back within five now. 19-14 with 5:52 to go here in the second period. Easton Buss penetrates in the paint, kicks to the corner, down left side, goes in with it to Jansen, back up to Easton Buss. Easton Buss across court. That's Weiss with the basketball. Owen Buss. They just keep working the outside, around the outside of that three-point perimeter, having trouble. There's a steal by Wes Swanson. Swanson just flat out swatted the ball away from Easton Buss and got the steal. Swanson will bring the ball down court now and set it up for the T-Birds. Kongmanivong to the right elbow. Rottenbach holds the ball above his head. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Has to pick up the dribble. It's going to go off the fingertips of Wes Swanson. The ball got away out of bounds down in the corner. That's was the problem that the Johnson County girls had, was turnovers. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
Keegan White for Falcons just checked back in, but we will take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community.
You know, while we've got just a couple of seconds before we go back to live action, I just want to take a minute to say Merry Christmas to all of our listeners listening in. We have a ball out here covering these ball games, and if you're enjoying listening to them at home as much as we enjoy doing the broadcast, well, then we're all having a pretty good time. So we do appreciate you, and we want to say Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. After all, you're the reason that we do this. We're back to live action with the basketball. Come the Freeman Falcons on the attack. Easton Bus lobs underneath for the alley-oop. Shot is up and good by Hayden Jansen. Hayden Jansen starting to rack up the points. He's got 11 now. Got to give Bus credit for that one, throwing the alley-oop out there for Hayden to go up and make the catch. Here comes Wes Swanson with a driving layup that won't go. Swanson ends up falling to the floor, and a whistle and a foul. We're going to have Wes Swanson at the line. He's going to be shooting two shots here for Johnson County Central.
The foul's on Hayden Johnson. Jansen, correction there. That is his second personal.
So, Wes Swanson at the line. Swanson, a 71% free throw shooter on the season. This one is up and good. Swanson with 9 points now in the ballgame for the Thunderbirds. Got a substitute checking in now for, well, wait a minute, the official put the stop to that. We had a sub coming in. It's like they were trying to put, what's that number?
Number 12, and that young man is not in our roster.
Check it out on here and see if we can find him. All right, at the free throw line, Wes Swanson, ready to shoot his second free throw. It's on the way, it's up and off the back of the rim, no. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. They got a 12, not even
there is
on the,
not a number 12.
Not even in the program.
Correct.
Well,
mystery man.
The mystery man down there, number 12, Keegan White with the basketball. He'll give it up to Bus, to the near side, Owen Bus. Left wing, Weiss, skip pass all the way to Easton Bus across. That was a dangerous cross-court pass. Now there's Bus for three from the right elbow. That was Easton Bus. Easton with his third three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures and has 11 now in the ballgame. Wes Swanson with the basketball at the top of the circle. Swanson to Kongmani Vong over on the left wing. Back to Swanson on the right side. Jack Waring handles the ball. Kongmani Vong almost had it dribbled away from him by Owen Bus. Here's Swanson, a little floater on the baseline, up and good. Wes Swanson can play basketball. He's a ball player. He's got 11 in the game. Oh, there's a steal by Swanson. He couldn't get the lay-in. He got the steal, had the lay-in. It was partially contested, and the ball did not drop. Easton Bus into forecourt, across court. Lob pass to Austin Bus, back to Easton on the near side. Easton for three. It's off the rim, out of bounds. 24-17, your score. The lead is 7 now for the Falcons with 3:37 to go in the first half. We'll find out at halftime who the young man is out there. When they put a jersey number on the floor that's neither on the roster we're given or on the handout program here, that's kind of a mystery, man. That usually means somebody forgot their jersey tonight is what that usually means. Not saying that happened, but we've seen it more than once. There's Wes Swanson. Oh, whips one all the way across the court to Kongmani Vong. That was a lucky pass to even get that one across. Jack Waring, a little move in the paint, couldn't follow up with it, and the rebound comes down to Freeman. Jaden Weiss will set it up. Easton Bus, now Owen Bus right wing. Easton holds the ball a minute. Owen thought about it, doesn't want to take the shot. They put it inside to the left elbow. This is Weiss. He can't get to the baseline. Bus takes the pass in the paint. Gets it out to Owen Buss. His shot is up and off. No good. Ball tipped around. Rebound. Easton Buss feeds it to Keegan White. White with the follow. Give Easton Buss the assist. Keegan White gets the basket. 26-17. The lead is 9 now for Freeman. Johnson County Central needs to find some offense here. That's a good place to do it. Give the ball to Wes Swanson in the corner. Swanson for 3. Right side. Just long. Off no good. The rebound comes down to Freeman. Outlet pass to Buss. Easton Buss. Easton Buss guarded by Wes Swanson. Into the corner. Owen Buss. Owen back up top to Easton. Owen Buss can't get to the basket. Good defense over there by Rottenbach. Back to the top of the circle. 2 minutes to go here now in the first half. This is Easton Buss. Danny Kongmanivong comes out to chase him. Shot clock is at 10. With the ball, Jaden Weiss. Jaden Weiss. Lobs it inside. Ball almost taken away. Then we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central. And the mysterious jersey number 12 is going to be at line. Oh, no. Wait. No, they're not going to say it's a shooting foul, apparently.
Nope. The foul is on Wes Swanson. That's his first personal.
Okay. Wes picks up his first. Only the first team foul of the quarter. Easton Buss gets the inbound pass. Goes right back to Owen. Owen and Easton. Passing the ball back and forth. Now across court to Weiss. Weiss with a little floater in the paint. Keegan White rebound. Well, a shot. Keegan White with the putback. He's got 6. And it's 28-17. Biggest lead here yet. A lead of 11 now by Freeman. Wes Swanson picks up his dribble. They look underneath. All the pass thrown away. Nice steal there. Coming up with the ball is Weiss. Weiss is going to bring it across the timeline himself. Down to a minute 14 to play here in the first half. Weiss goes between defenders, feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by the number 12. We'll get an ID on him out of the scorebook at the half. He'd be good for me, Shanda.
You bet.
All right, with the ball top of the key goes Wes Swanson, left elbow. Swanson holds the ball for a minute. Kicks it up to Jack Waring. He'll back it out between the rings. Clock down to 52 seconds. Oh, pass turned away, and Keegan White got a gift. He was standing in the right place. They threw the ball to him. Keegan White goes to the corner with it. Right side. They're looking for White under the basket. Can't find him. Around the corner, left side, Easton Buss. Owen Buss, the cutter, comes through the paint. Nothing there. JCC setting back in this zone defense. And now Freeman content just to play basketball outside the arc. Shot clock down to 6. Into the corner. Easton Buss for 3. Off, no good. Rebound comes down to JCC. In a hurry, down court. That's Jack Waring with the ball. Waring in trouble. Goes inside the paint. Fall away shot up and off. No good. That shot put up by Trey Lubin. Lubin couldn't get it to fall. There's a shot at the buzzer that won't go. And at the half, the Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 30-17 is our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break coming up on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all.
Learn more at workitfast.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Freeman High School. It's halftime. The Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 30-17. This halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Shandy, you went and checked out the scores table. Tell us about number 12.
Number 12 is actually number 31. That's Barrett Ideas. There was an issue with the other jersey. That's all I was told.
Now, so, that issue usually means it was forgotten. But we wouldn't accuse that. So, Barrett Ideas is the unidentified ball player out there. We had him with 31 in the program. Let's take a look at the scoring now for Johnson County Central. Just 17 points on the board at halftime. They're led by Wes Swanson. Swanson with 11. Jack Waring has 3. And Reagan Tease with 3 for their total of 17. From the free throw line, Johnson County hit 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. For the Freeman Falcons, well, Easton Buss with 11. Hayden Jansen also with 11, leading the way. 6 points for Keegan White. And Barrett Ideas has 2. Their total of 30 from the free throw line. They also went 1 out of 2 from the line.
Our halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highlands Community College. At Highlands Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break here, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes. Then we'll have third quarter action coming up at the half. Our score, Freeman 30, Johnson County Central 17. We'll be right back on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with fog developing. Temperatures fall back into the upper 30s with winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Fog begins to clear up early in the day on Wednesday. We'll see partly sunny skies temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and light southerly winds. Wednesday night, Christmas Eve, partly cloudy, temperatures fall back into the upper 30s, northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Christmas Day on Thursday, partly sunny skies, a few near record highs possible across the region. We'll see high temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Thursday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 30s. Friday, sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s. And for Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high near 60. Sunday, sunny and much cooler with high temperatures in the mid-30s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Freeman Falcon boys leading Johnson County Central at the half, 32-17. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Adams. Shanda Hall alongside tonight in the broadcast booth with Kurt Kilman as our producer-engineer. Kurt Kilman back at the Sunny 101.3 studios as part of the MSC Sports Radio Complex. Six stations now on the MSC broadcast group, all being housed in one big complex there. KTNC, of course, on Stone Street in Falls City. Sunny 101.3 out of Falls City. Stations now in Atchison, Kansas, down in Seneca, Kansas, Hiawatha, Kansas, and even in Topeka. KOZA in Topeka. Great group to work for. Boy, we have fun. Merry Christmas to all of our associates around the MSC Sports Radio Network. Great working with you folks. There we go. We move into third quarter action. Johnson County Central will have the first possession. The inbound pass comes into Jack Wary. He finds Wes Swanson on the right elbow. Swanson, left-handed dribble, takes it inside the paint, driving, laying up, and good. Wes Swanson, 13 points in the ballgame. They just left the avenue open, and he took it down the lane, laid it off the glass. 30-19, JCC back within 11. Into Keegan White. That was easy. They got it to Keegan White. White put it off the glass. That gets the public address announcer fired up when Keegan White scores underneath. He's got eight now, and it's 32-19. Opening minute of the third quarter. Johnson County Central on the attack. Danny Kongmanivong on the right side. Beats it into Swanson. That's Jack Waring backing in. Back up top to Kongmanivong. All the way into the traffic. No shot there. Now it's top of the key. Three is up and off Jack Waring. Rebound for Johnson County. Rottenbach in traffic. Needs help. Wants to get rid of the ball. Comes to the corner. Down on the left side with it to Burnett. Burnett back up They hit it to the top of the key to Jack Waring. He'll back it clear out near the Falcon logo out here near the midcourt circle. Now lobs it into the corner, deep baseline right side. Conmani Vong's in trouble. Wes Swanson comes over to help him. Almost got caught on the count there. Back to Rottenbach. Now Waring with the ball, gets a pick. Feeds it inside. They tried to give and go. He was looking for A.J. inside the paint, but A.J. couldn't handle it. The ball got away, went out of bounds, and Freeman will get it back.
Barrett Idea is checking back in. He was our mystery man earlier, wearing number 12 now.
All right, now we can ID Barrett Ideas. He's a 6'7" sophomore in the ballgame. To the left side is Buss with it. Easton Buss back up to Owen Buss, top of the circle. To the near side, the pass comes. Jansen. Jansen had it tipped away. Wes Swanson pleading his case, saying, I want the ball, but no, Swanson touched it last. The man in the striped shirt says the ball stays with the Falcons. 19 on the shot clock. They inbound it to Owen Buss. 32-19. Freeman up by 13. Owen Buss picked up by Conmani Vong. Around the horn, Ideas from the corner. The three is up and off, no good. Wes Swanson crashes in there and comes up with the basketball, gets it to Jack Waring. I tell you, Swanson and Waring are difficult to tear apart. They look like a bad set of twins down here. Underneath Rottenbach, A.J. underneath, point blank, can't get it. Keegan White's there for the rebound. Tough break there for A.J. He had a pretty good look at it under the basket, just put it up a little bit too strong. Keegan White was there to pull down the defensive board for the Falcons. Easton Buss takes a couple of dribbles, bounce pass, ball taken away, stolen away by Wes Swanson. A.J. Rottenbach in the paint. Out to the corner, that's Jack Waring. Waring into the corner, Conmani Vong on the right side of the basket. Tries to reverse, working against Ideas, can't get there. Flips it up to Waring again. Waring now driving in. Blocked away by White, whistle and the foul. Probably going to put Waring at the line to shoot two here.
Foul's going to be on Keegan White, his first personal first team foul.
5:18 to go here in the third quarter at Adams. It's 32-19, Freeman on top at the line. Jack Waring. Waring, first free throw is up and off, no good. He's a 58% free throw shooter on the season. He hits 40% of his three-pointers. He's got one tonight. Here, Waring's got a second free throw coming. It's on the way up, and he got that one. He's one out of two. Waring has 4 points now, and it's 32-20. The lead is 12. Pressure being applied by JCC, Easton Buss, and Owen Buss in backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Back it goes to Owen, around the horn to Ideas in the corner. Top of the circle, Easton Buss finds Owen Buss left wing. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass goes into traffic, inside to Jansen. Ideas feeds to Keegan White. Shot is up and good. Keegan White in double figures. He has 10 points. He averages 16 points per game in their first six outings. So he's got a basket full of points already this season. Conmani Vong brings the ball down with the T-Birds trailing by 14 now, 34-20. Wes Swanson spin move between defenders has the ball stripped away and stolen by Jansen. Fast break. Jansen's going to take it in for the driving lane. Up and good. Hayden Jansen, 13 points in the game now, and it's a 16-point lead. This is the biggest lead of the game by either team here. Freeman up by 16, 36-20. This is Wes Swanson. Kicks it to the corner. Conmani Vong dribbling baseline right side. Can't get a look at the basket. Back up top to A.J. A.J. finds Jack Waring. Man-to-man defense here by Freeman. A pressuring man-to-man defense. Waring, bounce pass goes into traffic. It comes out to the left wing. Now Swanson driving lay-in. Reverse lay-in. What a move. He found a way to get around Keegan White. Take it underneath and come back with the reverse lay-in. Wes Swanson with 15 points down.
That was a beautiful move by Swanson up and under.
All right. Ideas has the basketball across court pass. To Easton Buss. Buss with the basketball slowly dribbles it to the top of the circle. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Owen Buss finds Easton Buss on the near side. Easton for three. In and out. No good. Owen Buss rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Keegan White rebound. Ball stripped away. A.J. comes up with it. Outlet pass to Waring. He goes to Wes Swanson in forecourt. Swanson free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Wes Swanson hits the two. From the free throw line, timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play, and we're kind of having Take Your Daughter to Work Day here. My daughter, Shanda Hall, on the air with me tonight. Shanda, great to have you here. By the way, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and to all the listeners.
All right, back to live action. 3:08 to play third quarter. Freeman will have the basketball into forecourt, right side. Bus goes down to Ideas. Back up to Owen Bus across court. Easton Bus for three. It's off the rim. A battle for the rebound. Jack Waring comes out of there with it. Bodies flying all over the place on the baseline. Jack Waring dribbles into forecourt. Looking for Wes Swanson at the midcourt circle. Swanson on the Falcon logo. Clear out near midcourt. Backs it out to the right side with a bounce pass to Jack Waring. Waring picks up his dribble into traffic. Skip pass into the corner, down deep right side. Back it comes to Swanson for three, or Waring, rather, and he nails the three. Jack Waring, his second three-pointer of the night. Waring was seven now in the ballgame. 36-27, JCC back within nine. They were down, by 16 a little bit ago? So a little bit of a rally here for Johnson County Central now. Owen Buss, there's the ball stolen away. Nice job defensively by Reagan Tease. Tease gets the steal, and he'll bring the ball across the timeline and set the offense. Into the corner, a long three right side up. That one was off the mark. Didn't go. The rebound to the Falcons. Into forecourt, Hayden Jansen. Jansen just slows things down for a minute, looking inside the paint for the cutter. Nobody there. Easton Bus comes through the lane. Instead, it comes to Owen Bus. Now across, back to Easton. Easton and Owen, they play catch with the ball out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the corner, Ideas for three. It's up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Gabe Burnett gives the outlet pass up now to Swanson. He'll bring it into forecourt. Wes Swanson holds it for a moment. A cross-court pass comes to the near side. Trey Lubin in the ballgame. Lubin handled the ball, and it goes to Swanson, driving layup, up and good. Wes Swanson just putting him in. He's got 19 in the ballgame now. Averages 19, so he's right at his average. It's 36-29, a seven-point ball game. We're going to have a timeout taken.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, coming out of the timeout, Wyatt Case is going to check back into the lineup for Johnson County Central. He's the 6'7" senior. Keegan White back up off the bench, also checking in. He's a 6'7" senior. 6'7" versus 6'7". You don't see that matchup a lot in the lower divisions of basketball here in Southeast Nebraska. That's what we've got on the floor tonight. We've got a ball game. It's 36-29. JCC back within seven. They're on a 9-0 run here. They trailed by 16 at 36-20. So Johnson County trying to fight and scratch and claw their way back into this thing, make a ball game out of it. We still have a minute 12 left to go in the third quarter. The ball will belong to Freeman. This is kind of a big possession here. Freeman doesn't score this time. JCC really has a chance to close this thing up. Owen Bus around the horn to the right side to Weiss. Weiss goes to Keegan White in the corner. Right side baseline, Owen Bus. White underneath going against Case. Got the shot up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Keegan White will get the basket and he'll be at the line for the and one.
That is Wyatt Case's first personal, first team foul.
Well, there's probably a 75-pound weight difference there between those young men. At the line, Keegan White for the and one. The shot is up. It is off. No good. Couldn't get it. Rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off of Freeman. So Johnson County Central, 57 seconds left to play in the quarter. Back within nine, down by nine now after White's basket. Wes Swanson into forecourt. Swanson flips it up to the top of the key, hands the ball off here to Trey Lubin. Lubin, a cross-court pass, Waring. Waring looking for somewhere to go with it. Now Waring at the top of the circle. At the free throw line, puts up a jump shot that's off the rim and doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Ball is loose on the floor. Owen Buss comes up with it. Shot clock just about even now with the game clock, so they can play for the final shot here. Owen Buss holds the ball. Coming out to defend him here is Reagan Tease. Letting the thing wind down. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, it's 38-29. The lead is 9 right now for Freeman. In the corner, Jansen with the ball. Now this is Easton Buss. Goes into Keegan White. Keegan White working against Case. Shot is up and off. No good. White follow shot. Can't get it. There's the buzzer. The basket doesn't fall. After three quarters, 38-29 is our score.
We'll be back after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community.
8 minutes up on the clock here at Freeman High School. We move into the fourth and final quarter, 38-29. Freeman with a nine-point advantage and the basketball as we resume action. Inbound the pass to Owen Buss, a cross-court pass to the far side. With the dribble to the right wing, it comes to Owen Buss and underneath. Now Keegan White. Shot is up and good. They're getting the ball inside to Keegan White. He's finding his range and got 14 now, I believe, in the ball game. Danny Kongmanivong, guarded by Owen Buss, feeds into Wes Swanson. Reverse lay-in Swanson. That time it won't go, and Keegan White is there for the rebound. White with the outlet pass finds Owen Buss. Buss will push the ball down court and set the offense. Into the right corner, they go to Keegan White again. Shot is up, whistle, and the foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. They just don't have an answer for Keegan White under the basket. He's just too big. Keegan White will be at the line here. He'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who they post that one on in a moment. First free throw is up and good. Who'd they get for the foul there, Shada?
They haven't posted, but I believe it was Gabe Burner.
Okay. Wonder why they didn't
posted that yet.
All right. Second shot coming up for Keegan White. It's on the way up. He got a both that time. White has now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 16 points. That's his average on the season. 7:14 to go here. Now they're going to finally tell you who you got, Janice.
It was indeed Gabe Burner.
Okay. With the
second personal.
Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson. Behind the back dribble, free throw line, inside the circle. Wanting to get into the paint, can't get there. Beats it, Kongmanivong. Kongmanivong almost has it taken away by Owen Buss. Gets rid of the basketball across court. Danny with the dribble. Between the rings, top of the circle, inside the paint. Danny Kongmanivong tries to make the move to the basket. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. I think they're going to tag Owen Buss this time.
Correct. That's Owen's first personal, first team foul.
42-39, Johnson County Central, still within striking distance here. They were down by as much as 16, closed up to within 7. Now they find themselves down again by 13 with just 6:50 to go in the ballgame. The inbound pass to Rockenbach. Waring top of the circle to the right side. Goes to Dalton Henderson, who's in the lineup now for Johnston County. Henderson handles it. Here's a fall-away shot in the paint by Jack Waring that will not go. And the rebound pulled down by Jaden Weiss. In a hurry come the Bus boys down on the left side. Easton Bus finds Owen Bus back to Easton. Now a three from the right elbow that's up and off. Keegan White battling for the rebound. Pulling it down under there is A.J. Rottenbach. Outlet pass comes to Swanson. Swanson feeds left side. Rottenbach driving laying up. Won't get it, but he'll be fouled and will put A.J. to the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Jaden Weiss on the foul. That is his first personal second team foul.
A.J. Rottenbach has not scored yet tonight. He'll be at the line. Shooting two shots here for the Thunderbirds. He's a 6'2 senior, 63% free throw shooter on the year. First one clanks off the front of the glass and the front of the rim and doesn't go.
Barrett Ideas checking in for the Falcons.
And I'll bet you he's wearing 12. That's one way to get your number recognized. Wear the different one, we have to look it up. Rottenbach's second free throw is on the way. It's up. This one is good. He put that one down. That's his first point of the night. And that pulls JCC back within 12 at 42-30. Still a lot of time left here. 6:10 to go in the ballgame. Freeman with the basketball. This is Bus. Owen Bus to the left elbow. Easton Bus with the ball. Easton guarded by Swanson. Swanson goes after Easton Bus. He goes in around Waring. Has to come back to the top of the circle with it to Jansen. Now back to Owen Bus. They're obviously letting the air out of the basketball here. 5:48 to go in the ballgame, a 12-point lead. They're not going to put the shot up until right at the end of the shot clock. Shot clock at 4. Easton Bus, shot clock at 2, has to launch kind of a desperation shot. Doesn't go. Swanson gets the rebound. Swanson comes to Jack Waring. Waring, spin move on Bus. Turnaround, reverse shot, in and out of there, and there's Keegan White with a rebound. Keegan White, fast break the other way, Ideas. Ideas feeds it across court. Layup up, off no good. Rebound comes down to Rottenbach. Rottenbach gives the outlet pass to Waring. Down court in a hurry to Swanson. Swanson picked up by Easton Bus on the defensive side. Now Swanson dribbling in, driving, laying up. No, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Swanson at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. See who this one's on.
Foul's going to be on number 21. That's Hayden Jansen, his third personal third team foul.
At the free throw line, Wes Swanson, a 71% free throw shooter. Tonight he's 1 out of 2. He has 18 points in the ballgame, shooting 2 here. First one is off the back of the iron, won't go. Another attempt coming. Wes Swanson, another of those players we've been watching for 3 or 4 years here. He played a lot of freshman basketball. I believe he was starting as a sophomore.
Jaden Weiss coming in for the Falcons.
Wes Swanson ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up, it's good. He got that one. With that, Swanson has 20 points in the ballgame tonight.
Danny Kongmanibong is back in for the Thunderbirds.
It's an 11-point lead now for Freeman, 42-31, with 5:08 to go in the ballgame. Falcons basketball. Top of the circle, right side, Easton Bus. He wanted to go into Keegan White. Jack Waring stuck a foot out there and kicked the ball away. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Freeman Falcons. They'll inbound the pass on the baseline, right side under their own backboard, right in front of the cheerleaders. Inbounding it is Owen Bus. Bus, bounce pass underneath, shot is up off the glass and good. They made that look easy. That was Easton Bus with the pass from Owen Bus. Easton with 13 points now. Easton could return a little of that love. Owen hasn't scored yet tonight. Easton has 13 after that inbound pass. Here's a nice move into the paint in traffic for Johnson County Central. In trouble in there. Keegan White shut that one off with the defense. Kongmanibong up top with it. There's a long three that's up that doesn't fall for Dalton Henderson. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. They're going to use up every bit of that 35-second shot clock here with a 13-point lead into Keegan White. Well, maybe not Keegan. He's going to go up four with it. Keegan White starting to really come alive under the basket. Johnson County Central just doesn't have an answer to stop him.
That is Gabe Burnett's third personal foul, second team foul.
Keegan White now with 18 points in the ballgame. Shooting the and one here is Keegan White. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound to Johnson County Central's Gabe Vernon. Approaching the four-minute mark to go in this one. It's 46-31. Swanson with a little jumper from 12 feet out on the left side. Rimmed it out. Couldn't get it down. Bus quickly down court. Gives to Easton Bus. Owen Bus feeds inside. Driving laying up. Doesn't go, but we'll have a whistle and a foul. And now we're going to send Jaden Weiss to the free throw line. He has not scored yet tonight. And he'll have a chance to get in the scorebook.
Foul's going to be on Wes Swanson, his second personal third-team foul.
At the line, Jaden Weeks, 6'3", sophomore. First one is up. Did he drop that one? I looked down. Yes, he did. That's Jaden Weeks. Got that one down. No, check that. Second shot is up and good. Also, he got a vote. Jaden Weeks with a pair.
Ideas back into the ballgame.
48-31. It's a 17-point lead now for Freeman. Under 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 3:55, clock is running as Wes Swanson hands the ball to Danny Kongwani Vong to the left elbow. Can't get it back to Swanson. They go to the right side, driving lay-in up. No, ball fought for on the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with Johnson County Central. Here's Wyatt Case back off the bench. Wyatt Case checking in. He'll come into the ballgame replacing Gabe Burnett. Johnson County's basketball. To toss it in is Jack Waring. Finds Wes Swanson on the right elbow. Swanson tries to put a head shoulder move. Fall away shot up and good. Wes Swanson just keep putting points in. You can see why he's averaging 19.2 per ballgame. It's over 20 right now. I think 22 perhaps. In the corner, we'll have a post-game scoring wrap. There's Owen Bus with a shot that's up that doesn't go. An offensive foul. That's going to go, I think, on Owen Bus, yes.
That's his second personal, 13 foul.
All right, 48-33. The lead is 15 with 3:21 to go in the ballgame. Wes Swanson down court to Danny Kongmanivong. To the left side it comes. Handling it is Dalton Henderson. Dalton Henderson. Down to Kongwani Vong in the corner. Danny didn't want to take the shot there. Around to Jack Waring. Right side, baseline corner. Near side, they come back to Waring with it again. Waring picks up the dribble, has to hand it back to Kongwani Vong. Kongwani Vong into the corner. Shot clock at 2, shot clock at 1. At the buzzer, shot is up, off the rim, short. He got it off in time. It would have counted. Swanson put up a 3 that wouldn't drop. From the other direction, Owen Buss was left wide open. He couldn't pass that one up. He took it. Kind of violated the game plan there. They're supposed to be holding the ball for the full 35 and use up the clock, but hard to turn that one down when you're standing out there and there's nobody within 10 feet of you.
Keegan White coming back into the game.
Keegan White has done some serious damage for the Thunderbirds here. I've got him, I think, right at 20 points now. Have to add him up. Maybe it's 18. Anyway, we'll have a complete rundown of all the individual scoring as part of our post-game scoring wrap. That's going to be brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber will be presenting our post-game scoring wrap-up with the ball for Freeman. In the fourth quarter on the right side is Easton Bus. Easton Bus one-on-one working against Jack Waring. Picked up the dribble. Easton needs help. A cross-court pass back to Owen Bus. Now Easton in the paint. Easton flips it out to the right side. Ideas, little floater off the glass. No, Keegan White with a rebound. White with a follow, put back up. No, rebound, Ideas. Top of the circle. There's a 3 from the left elbow. That one's put up and off. No good by Hayden Jansen. Finally, the rebound comes down to the Thunderbirds with 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. 48-33. The lead is 15 with 2 minutes to go. Wes Swanson in the paint. Whistle, foul on the floor. Now, this would be the fifth team foul, so we should be shooting 2 here.
That foul's on Hayden Johnson. That's his 4th personal.
And that is team foul number 5. So we're going to put Wes Swanson to the free throw line. He has hit 2 out of 4 from the line tonight on the season, 71%. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Swanson's got a basket full of points here. He's got another shot coming. We're down to under 2 minutes to play in this one. 1:55 to go. Wes Swanson's second free throw is up. It's good also. 48-35. The lead is back to 13. Once they got up, the Freeman Falcons have just kind of maintained that. Well, they did get within 7 at one point, but pretty much maintaining a double-digit lead. Here's a breakout lay-in by Wes Swanson, driving lay-in up and good. You know, that's a sure bet when Swanson gets that far behind everybody with the basketball. Now it's back to an 11-point ball game, 48-37, but we're down to 90 seconds to play in the contest. Easton Buss is just killing time out here at the top of the circle. Now a reach-in foul on Jack Waring.
That's Waring's first personal.
Not yet shooting. That's only the fourth team foul.
Jaden Weiss coming back into the ball game for the Falcons. And Reagan Tease coming back in for the Thunderbirds.
5'9 junior Reagan Tease making his, I believe, second appearance tonight. He played earlier in the first half. Lob pass into Ideas. Gives off to Easton Buss. Easton Buss working one-on-one. Jack Waring giving ground. Plays him into the lane. Flips it back out to Weiss. Now Easton Buss. Top of the circle. That's Jansen holding the ball. He's had a good night tonight. There's a driving layup, collision, whistle, foul, blocking foul. I think we're going to end up most likely with Barrett Ideas at the line here.
That foul's going to be on Gabe Burnett, his fourth personal. And we have hit that 5 threshold, so from here on out it will be 2 shots.
Okay, at the line, Ideas, first one is up and good. Barrett Ideas has 3 points on the night now. We'll have another shot coming here. Just 105 left to go in this one. Second shot is up and good also. Ideas now with 4 points. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll have a complete rundown of all the individual numbers in tonight's basketball game. You'll want to stay tuned for that. 1 minute to play. 1 minute to go in the ball game. 50-37. It's a 13-point Freeman lead. Here's a 3 from the left corner that's off the rim with a rebound. Rottenbach follow shot. It won't go. Tipped around. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. Down court on the dribble is Weiss. Weiss takes it all the way in, puts up a floater and got it. That was a nice move to the basket there by Jaden Weiss. That's his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points. Got timeout now to get some substitutions into the ballgame. Let's pick these players up as they check in.
We've got Brogan Ideas, Bo Miller.
Okay, Dalton Henderson's on the floor for JCC. Reagan Tease is out there. Let's try and pick up the other players checking in. Going back to the program, that's always...
Mason Jansen, freshman, is in. Number 20.
40 seconds to go. Officials just allowed a timeout here to get a bunch of subs into the ballgame. I think we mentioned Bo Miller is in for Freeman. Now the refs are letting them go ahead and huddle. We're going to keep it here live with just 40 seconds to go in this one. And remind you, our next broadcast of high school basketball will be coming up on Tuesday, January 6th. I'll be on the road with Johnson Brock. They will travel to Nebraska City to face Lord Central Catholic High School. The Knights, it'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. We expect the girls tip off 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter for the varsity game, followed by the boys' varsity contest. And then later that week, on the 9th, on Friday night, I will be traveling to Diller O'Dell with the Sacred Heart Irish for a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have that here on Sunday. Back to live action, Johnson County Central into forecourt with the dribble across court pass. Martinez dribbles to the left side with it. On the left elbow, handling the ball, that's Cooper Jones. Here's a 3 that's up and good. Getting the 3 was Trey Lubin. Lubin nailed a 3 here late in the ball game from the top of the circle. He just kind of casually, nonchalantly flipped that one up there and dropped it down. Here's a double dribble going to be called as they try to bring the ball down court. And we're having to move back to the program. We got numbers showing up. I hate when they do that. They tell us these are all of our varsity players, and then they aren't. All right. This is Reagan Tease at the right side with it. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They'll move to the right side, driving floater, laying up and good by Reagan Tease. He got it before the buzzer. And your final score tonight will be the Freeman Falcons 52 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 42. 52-42 is your final score tonight. We'll step aside now and take a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with that post-game scoring wrap after this 2-minute timeout.
You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Sports Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Presenting our scoring recap for the game is our sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Here's Randy Gatula.
All right, your final tonight is the Freeman Falcons 52, Johnson County Central 42. Let's look at the individual numbers for the Freeman Falcons. They were led in scoring tonight by Keegan White. He had 18 points in the ballgame. Easton Buss also in double figures with 13, as well as Hayden Jansen with 13. So three players in double figures tonight for the Falcons. Throw in 4 points by Jaden Weiss and 4 by Barrett Ideas, and you come up with their total of 52. Free throw shooting, the Falcons made 7 out of 10 tonight at the charity stripe. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Wes Swanson, a big night. He finished with 26 points in the ballgame. He was the only T-Bird in double figures. Jack Waring ended up with 7. 5 tonight for Reagan Tease coming off the bench. Trey Lubin got a 3 right there near the end. And A.J. Rottenbach had 1 for the T-Birds, total of 42. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central hit 6 out of 10 at the line. 52-42, your final score tonight. Freeman with the win over Johnson County Central. In the girls' game earlier tonight, Freeman also getting the win. The final there, it was 48-30. The Freeman Falcons over the Lady Thunderbirds, 48-30. Again, we want to remind you, our next broadcast will be coming up on January 6th. I'll be traveling to Nebraska City with the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll be facing off with the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Knights. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader Tuesday night, January 6th. That's the next time we'll be on the air. So this is about going to wrap her up for our pre-holiday season basketball coverage. We've got a lot of games in here in the month of December, starting with that Mountain City tournament the very first week. And I think we've already worked more than 20-some games here this season. So that's about going to wrap it up here. Shanda Hall, thanks for joining me tonight. Great to have you with us.
Absolutely my pleasure.
All right. Like I said, it was bring your daughter to work day, so we had some fun with that. So for Shanda Hall here at the broadcast booth and for Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. Leaving you with the final score tonight, the Freeman Falcons 52 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 42. Merry Christmas, everyone. Good evening, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.